from the apartment complex. How are they going to do that? A lot of the time around here, they're going to walk through the properties to get to that area instead of staying on the roads. Because as the crow flies or the people walk, it's much shorter than the driving. So I'm not seeing plans in place before something like this goes into construction phase. So that's my concern. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Michael Bard. I own 246 and 244 Lafayette Lane, a duplex. Could you please put back on Exhibit A? That's the first time I've seen this. Does it give you an estimate of the number of units?
Phase one, three-story, 324 units. Apartments would be 126 one-bedroom, 135 two-bedroom, 27 three-bedroom. And then 2A1, which are these, is 880 square foot, footprints, 10 units of three-bedroom, three-and-a-half baths. Then there's some future three-bedroom townhomes in the C2 area down here.
So from the Exhibit A, you're looking at approximately 9,000, approximately 1,000 more people. You know, if you have a 325 times 3, 900 people there. With that, you're going to definitely have the increase in traffic, yes, but the utilization of coming off of into industrial or the loop on the back side, that one already has stagnant trucks and whatnot, plus you have the Meeks large truck traffic and the large truck traffic going to L&J Plumbing. That is an industrial park. Utilizing it for residential drive-through will be very interesting to see how that pans out. Then you'd be coming on to Sunset from that top corner. It looks like a number of people on two little roads coming in and out onto lanes that are already at times congested. Anytime from 6:30 to 8:15, anytime from 2:30 in the afternoon to 4 after school, depending on when the children are let out, you'll have the additional bus traffic. It'll be interesting to see how they connect the Buchanan to the other schools with either walkways, break points to see if you could have the children get to and from. Otherwise, you're going to have bus traffic in that development for the buses running back up and down that little road. So that's all I'm saying. It's just a lot of people on a currently very busy road. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Anyone else signed up to speak? No? Either of you want to come back and talk about traffic or any of the other fun stuff brought up?
Yeah, so I think the two topics that I've heard, and correct me if you guys heard anything else, but the two ones that usually come up with development are traffic and drainage. So I'll tackle drainage first because I'm the civil engineer. We've been designing the detention pond. You can kind of see it here, but like I said, this layout's a little different now. We kind of had to trim off portions here, so simplified this a lot. This is all going to be a detention pond in here, so that should catch a lot of the drainage that is running off in this direction once the development's done, obviously. I'm glad to hear your input on, the drainage coming through here. We can look at adding more check dams and more of those ponds during construction to catch more of that sediment as it's coming off. My firm wasn't a part of that original.
Sir, you need to address us.
You're right, I'm sorry. So we are designing a detention pond here to be able to capture the water and detain it for the required 100-year flow. And we'll be looking at all the sediment and erosion control measures as well.
So the units aren't going to be there? So we're looking at a map that's wrong, correct?
I mean, right. This is kind of the previous alignment or layout. They changed this about a month ago to something different. We told them they can't really develop here. It's the bottom of the valley. This needs to be detached.
So there'll be nothing.
So it's very similar to this in that this is all apartment complexes up here. But you're right. This is all going to be detention in this area. Yeah, so this is still going to be commercial. It's all very similar. It's just we gave them some input to make tweaks to make the development really work better. You can't really build a building on this slope. It just drops off. Things like that. Detention needs to be here. So they've made some modifications based on our input. So that's drainage. Traffic, we've looked at kind of the traffic flow from this type of facility. It doesn't require turn lanes based on the national standards for needing a turn lane for the number of trips into a facility like this. The owner actually wants to put in that bridge going back, and it'll be a switchback lane going down, crossing the river and going back, so it's not a cheap road to put that in, and they've actually wanted to put that in to help with traffic. And to give access back to, Meeks and all the rest of the facilities up there. So they've kind of gone that route, even though they weren't prior to assist the traffic. But I think as far as the traffic on Buchanan, obviously development can increase traffic, usually does increase traffic. But as far as what the requirements are, it doesn't justify it based on the number of trips based on the national standards. Just for this development. Now keep in mind, when we look at development of a site, we have to look at, okay, what is this site development cause? We're not looking at, what is the school district plus all of this, we can't look at everything because we can't make one developer pay for, all the flow in the community. We have to look at what this development would be. Any questions?
How many more cars per day are you predicting?
I don't know off the top of my head.
With that many units?
Usually it's about, depending on the apartment complex, depending on the unit size, that kind of varies. But usually you're looking at about 1.5 cars per unit for, an apartment complex. So.
So if that map is wrong, and that first track there's going to be a lot of detention. Is the number of units correct?
It'll be less than this. I have the number. I just don't know off the top.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of matters. I mean, when somebody said 300 and some, there was gas, but,
Well, he'll have a density that he'll have to match.
I mean, we won't be.
It's the next step that he would ask for buildings, and we'll have to look at the density.
I understand.
Yeah.
But when you go to counting cars, it's 200 units, a car and a half, versus 350, which is a lot of the difference.
Yeah, now when we were doing the counting of cars to look at if turn lanes were needed, we were using this layout because, like I said, they just recently revised the layout. So using this layout, the turn lanes weren't required based on the national standards.
Any other questions?
Is there a contractor on site now to do any dirt work that could help with the runoff checkpoint?
No, I don't know.
Like I said, I wasn't a part of the original design, so I'm not sure.
Fences are down. I don't think that he's on site right now. There has been a gentleman that's been doing that initial dirt work. He will also be doing the future excavation as well. But I don't think there's any dirt being moved currently on the site. As Nathan mentioned, that there is a fairly substantial redesign that's been done. It was just done recently in the last week or so. So it would be substantially reducing the planned number of units based on that design. Of course, there's still things to be tweaked on that before it's finalized. Obviously, that's going to have to be submitted as the actual development plan for the development plan to be approved. All we're talking about here is the zoning. So, you know, it's simply a matter of not whether there's going to be development that happens on this piece of property or whether there's going to be excavation. There'd be excavation, dirt moving, and all that kind of thing happening, obviously, if it remained C2 zoning. All we're talking about is what the use of the property is. Again, my client's been prepared for quite some time to substantially help the traffic issues by building this backside road. And as I indicated previously, in case anybody missed it, I prepared a contract today to get one little segment of additional property that would help with the curvature of the road with the switchbacks that Nathan was talking about that would help that switchback be a little bit easier to have the curve. So we're hoping we'll be acquiring that piece of property as soon as we can get an administrative rezoning or a parcel line adjustment done on that. And we'd be able to close on that hopefully within a few weeks. That will enable that process to be fine-tuned a little bit more to determine what the exact location of the road will be and the final calculations on it. But obviously, if any development's going to cause some more traffic to go onto Buchanan Road than is currently existing, but as Nathan mentioned, once there's an actual final development plan that's ready, then obviously those traffic counts will have to be done based on the number of units that actually are being put on the pads on the final plans that are submitted for development.
Well, I'd like to see the owner try to work with the neighbors on this runoff because it's important. Living out there myself, I'd hate to have a sheet of gravel going across my backyard.
Sure, and that's the first time I've heard of that. And certainly Nathan has indicated that their team is willing to look at what other things are done with the detention plans to help assist with that. But I'll certainly talk to my client about that to see if there's something.
He must be a good neighbor, and he would try to help out his neighbors.
I don't know that he's been aware of that issue. So I'll certainly talk with him about that tonight.
All right. Any other questions, comments?
May I say something?
No, you had your time to speak, and the public hearing part's over for this application.
Any other questions I can answer for the commissioners? Okay. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you. Okay, just so everyone's aware in the audience, we're going to vote to approve or recommend approval or not approval. The main meeting is next Monday, 9 a.m., with the Taney County Commission. So. So that y'all are aware of that, right, Scott? 9 a.m. Monday?
9 a.m., yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I say that. They haven't set their agenda yet. It's any time in that time period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And normally we, you know, we request approval of the minutes so we can discuss it or the motion and then vote it up or down, so which is what we would want to do in this case. Ma'am, the public hearing is closed. Okay, for the second time. With that, do we have any further discussion before we make a motion so that we can vote it up or down?
My thought is, you know, this is another case where we don't have all the information, the correct information. I mean, Deb Dunning is a whole new drawing that we don't see. But it'll probably be presented, if we approve this, it'll probably be presented every next week, or, you know, at the commissioner's hearing one more time. If we're getting we have information that we can't make a really good decision based on. I mean, we don't have accurate information. We always complain about that.
Well, this is just to approve the zoning, correct?
Right. That's correct.
So
well, they could, but to NR3, I mean to apartment buildings.
Sure.
From commercial.
But they could change that. I mean, this is an exhibit. It's not for construction.
But we're supposed to make a decision.
But we're just approving that additional